This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Score! Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
That's what he does. Tim Jenkins is the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He is a quarterback guru and he watches the film. You can check out his breakdowns on YouTube. They are at All Things QB. He joins us via the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, and he is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Tim, thanks for coming on.
I'm fired up. We got the whole gang back together, too. I feel like with the holidays, you know, sometimes it's hit or miss, but I'm pretty fired up.
The whole gang is here, and it's the playoffs, and we've never done a pre-playoff week. This is very exciting.
Yeah, what an honor. I was saying that today when on the closeout, I did like a little members video, and I was saying today, I go, you guys, this is exciting. We've never had a playoff week together. I've been sitting there with, you know, Justin Fields and, you know, some different stuff. And,
yeah,
we haven't done this. And, you know, is it sunny in Chicago? It feels like there's some optimism in the air.
You know,
it's
funny.
It was sunny earlier
but as soon as you say that, look out, and now it's like overcast. So let's not have that be.
Hey, it's above freezing, and that's a great thing.
Like we're in the 40s.
Yeah.
We're in the
40s. So that's a big deal.
So I want to ask you this, Tim, because I feel like this is a culmination at this point. We are playing with somewhat house money here. So let's go back to the beginning of this Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams partnership, and tell me how prepared you feel like they are after last week's performance, really the last month plus of, you know, playing better teams for this playoff journey that begins with, of course, a familiar team in the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field Saturday night.
Yeah, so I'm gonna kind of go for a while here, because I got some exciting stuff for you. I feel like we're playing with house money too, but let me tell you a small story, and I'm gonna pat myself on the back while I'm doing it, which is Mac Jenkins in his first year of tackle football this year, third grader, first year of tackle football. Mom was worried. I remember in the kitchen before we started the season, thinking to myself, man, I got a bunch of kids that I'm not sure they're athletic. Hey, I just want to try to, you know, have a winning record. And then we made it to the playoffs. And then I'm like, all right, I want to go to the Super Bowl. And we made it to the Super Bowl, and I say, I want to win the Super Bowl, right? And so quickly, the house money becomes big expectations. And unfortunately, you're talking to a Super Bowl losing coach right here, third grade Super Bowl losing coach. That's me. So the house money only lasts so long. You got the Packers coming to town, and I feel like what all of us would have said is, man, how cool would it be if they made the playoffs? Now all of a sudden is like our expectations are let's win some playoff games, which is dangerous, but simultaneously – you want a seat at the table, and you want to have that high expectations in an NFL organization. So I think it's a positive. Now, how ready are they? I'll tell you that we've lost two straight, and I am way more confident in them than I was before that game. Like playing San Francisco to the wire, playing Detroit to the wire. I get it. Detroit didn't make the playoffs. You guys turn on the tape. That's not a non-playoff defense. Like you watch Hutch come around the edge. That's not a non-playoff defense. That's a brutal schedule non-playoff team, honestly, is what it looks like to me. Like they look like they got a tough schedule. They dropped some games they shouldn't have. They should be in the dance too. So, you know, the fact that we kind of struggled and then found it and then had a chance to win, like that to me has me way more positive. When I looked at the tape, the thing that's missing is, you know, there's critical third downs early on in the game that we're not converting on, and there's conversions eligible on it. Like, you know, Loveland on a bench route early, Caleb misses him in the progression. Then, you know, Loveland again on a Hank route, he misses him. So third down, I think, is an area where this week, if I was to say, what do I think's going on in the building? I think what's going on in the building is Ben's kind of probably telling Caleb, hey, dude, I need you to trust me on third down. And I need you to work these progressions before you get into create mode. Because what I think's been happening to Caleb on third and fourth down is I think first and second down, we're seeing a different Caleb Williams. We're seeing a Caleb Williams that plays within the progression, does everything you're supposed to do. And then I think on third and fourth down, especially short to medium, I think he does start to think, oh, let me hold on to this ball and use my legs a little bit. And it's like, dude, let's still trust the progression. But again, are your legs more eligible on third and fourth down? Of course they are, right? Because you're a playmaker. You can go and get it yourself or create, you know, extend it for us. However, we still want him playing within the progression early on in the play. And I'm guessing that that's something they're hammering going into this week.
Tim, that picks up right where we've left off in this conversation. I talked about how I feel like we've seen more pocket passing concepts, especially going back to that first Packers game, you know, and you would know watching the film and what you're seeing, but it does feel like there are certain things that are being taught right now, and maybe they culminate to whatever we might see on Saturday. What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. If we can get him to play on time. Here's the thing is we had, I would tell you, I think it was probably three pretty brutal third downs, whether it was a drop or him not going through the progression correctly. If we correct that, yeah, this offense is going to look completely different come Saturday. The other thing I do want to preface is we also, if we're being honest about it, if Luther catches that run adjust backside on the final drive of the game, we're having a completely different conversation. The dude might score on the run adjust slant that he drops. Then we come back and guess what? Our center gets blown up. So our tight end coming across the formation of protection gets tripped and falls to the ground, leaving a free runner. DJ Moore is wide open on what we call a blaze out, where it's 8 yards, head to the post, and then get to the out. So it's like, dude, we had two plays that are huge chunk plays that turned into a drop and intentional grounding because of, I don't want to say fluke, right? Because everything happens, but more or less mistakes that I don't think will be repeated. And that for me is one of those where I go like, all right, you know, we struggled on third down. It still came down to the wire and we had plays out there on that final drive to seal it. And I just feel confident in them getting, getting the third downs cleaned up and or the end of game cleaned up, either one of those is going to get a win against the Packers.
I mean, I love the optimistic viewpoint of what you're talking about, Tim, but it just scares me that this has been the problem. Like, if there is a, I put that in air quotes, if there's a problem with Caleb Williams this year, it has been persistent the whole year, and that is, except for, I'll say the San Francisco game, he got going in the second quarter. But for the most part, it's been the third and fourth quarters, and you're giving good solutions. Be better on third down conversions, or if there's a fourth down conversion, be better in those spots. I'm wondering, though, is it realistic to think that that's going to change this year? Just like we were talking about with the defense earlier, that it may not be realistic to think that the defense is all of a sudden going to magically tighten up and be good against these guys coming up this Saturday.
It's you know, it's funny because, like, yeah, for me, I probably lean your direction in terms of being like, hey, is it realistic for that to happen? I probably lean no, but man, it's going to be exciting in the fourth quarter, right? That's kind of how I lean.
It's so true.
But then I go, but then it's like, to me, you know, the fixes are so simple that I still hold out a piece of hope, that because it's, I'm not sitting here saying like, hey, guess what? You know, Caleb doesn't even know how to take a drop, right? Like, it's, hey, dude. Just instead of three and move on, three hitch the bench. Like, to me, that's such an easy change. Mm. And I've seen it with him that it makes me, I think, more hopeful for the third downs getting cleaned up. And I do think those third downs, though, you know, a couple of those third down conversions are the difference between us being a fast starting team and a slow starting team. Is all of a sudden, the third and fourth quarter, Caleb just starts converting on third and fourth down, right? That's all it is. This Bears offense starts converting, and early in the game, we're not. We definitely have to start fast. Listen, I think our scripted series has to be elite this week. If our scripted series can be great, we've got a shot. You know, and again, I think the Packers defense a little bit different. It's gonna be interesting. This is a really big one. The thing that's hard is if you give me the Packers roster, but on a completely different team, like, hey, we're playing the Giants with the Packers roster, I skew so heavy to the Bears in terms of just what I think they can do this week. But the fact that it's Chicago Green Bay, it just has that feeling of it's going to be tight. Like, that's, it is what it is. Like, that these games are always going to be tight despite, you know, I mean, shoot, how many years, and like, let's call a spade, how many years did we go up to Green Bay when they're rolling and you thought to yourself, we're completely outclassed? And guess what? It's a tight ball game, right? Like, right. So to me, it's, you know, we're kind of living the inverse of that, where I feel way more confident in the Bears actually than I do the Packers. But again, it's a rivalry game and you're in the playoffs. Just everything's going to be amplified. Home field's going to be a factor, I think. But again, I do think these are things that are eligible to get cleaned up this week. I really do.
He is Tim Jenkins, the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He joins us for Elite Radio each and every Tuesday here on Raheem Harris and Grody. And Tim, I love how you've laid this out, because you've given me even further reason to believe that the Bears can win this game Saturday, which I don't know that I was leaning that way. I still might not be leaning that way, but you're making good points. I guess the question I have is, you're saying in the second half, he's doing the things on third and fourth down that he wasn't doing in the first half. Is there a mental component to this in your mind when you've seen like all this tape now for a 17-game stretch under Ben Johnson? Because you're saying it's simple. If it was that simple, they would have fixed it by now?
Yeah, I think you're onto it. You know, is there a mental component in terms of, are you early on in your NFL career and it's kind of like, you know, you take possessions for granted, right? Which I, you know, again, I'm not sitting there saying like Caleb Williams sitting in the meeting room saying this possession doesn't matter. Of course, that's not what he's saying. But is there a piece of it that as the stakes get higher, you start to really lock in on, okay, hey, my progression on this, or I start to lock in on, okay, hey, remember, if they go to this coverage, I got my Hank. I'm sure there's an element to that. And again, I think there's something that, it's just something to me that, you know, it's hard. I don't really know how to completely articulate it other than the three fixes that I saw on tape this week were so simple that it's almost, to me, you know, when you hear Ben Johnson say, man, we had an easier game plan and we had just had some mental errors, it's almost like, did we just not execute our footwork here? Did we just not execute with our eye placement here? And if that is the case, those are easily cleaned up. And I say that because I think he has a body of work proving that he's cleaning that sort of stuff up. Let's go back to how poor we were operationally week one to now. Like, we have a body of work of steady improvement. So I do think it's something that he can do. In terms of what do I think the difference is, one, I think every NFL offense gets better in the second half. And there's a big piece of me that I watched a lot of teams this week. Week 18's actually, I think, one of the more fun weeks to watch because you sit there and you see the, you know, Riley Leonard running out there for the Colts. You see a team that's been on a horrific slide since their quarterback went down. And they're competing with the best wildcard team in the AFC. And they're running things like fake punt and then fake punt again. Right. And it leads you to this piece of then you watch the fourth quarter of NFL games and you watch the Steelers come alive after doing virtually nothing for three quarters. And it really does lead me to believe like, man, I wonder how much better NFL offenses would be as a whole if you just came out attacking. Like if you played like that for 17 games, how much better are you going to be? And I do think it's interesting because I do think Ben Johnson is one of those guys who, and I know this week we're talking about them being a slow start and they've been slow start before. I do think Ben Johnson is cut from that Kyle Shanahan tree, though, of it feels like we're coming out of the gate attacking. So, you know, do I see, you know, there's not a ton of glaring things on tape of what's different in the first, second, third quarter than the fourth, other than Caleb's own execution is better in the fourth, which then is it like, hey, you know, when things are heightened, does he lock in more? And if that's the case, how can we get him to do that earlier on? That's, you know, going to be a big piece of their quarterback coach in building, figuring out, hey, how's he wired and how can we get him to elevate first quarter, second quarter?
So one of the things, Tim, that was fresh with us was Ben Johnson yesterday still carrying some of that same energy of what he did after the game on Sunday. And he said, we looked back at the transcript, that he counted six mistakes in the first 11 plays of the game. Did you see what he was seeing?
Yeah, that's not shocking at all. I mean, I feel like, and again, remember, Ben, you know, a lot of stuff I highlight on YouTube is the pass game, right? And again, that's just, I'm a quarterback and, you know, that gets me excited. And I feel like most fans get, you know, yeah, everybody wants to see the pass game. What I'll tell you, though, is the run game, to me, we were missing on some of our doubles, you know, climbing up to the second level that we haven't missed on in the past either. I think it was just one of those games. I'm going to be honest. Like, you know, we act like, you know, how many times do we, you know, shoot, how many times do I come on here? I only got to come on here and be great for 19 weeks. You know, six of them, my mic's muted when I start, right? So it's like I'm, you know, I'm 6 for 18 right now in terms of even starting out okay. So it's like we all struggle at our jobs to start at times. The Bears are no different. And I just feel like this was one of those weeks where, unfortunately, I think we probably thought the Lions were going to lay down. I don't know why we would think that. And they obviously did nothing but that. And then it took them a while to get going. When they did get going, though, man, I mean, you watch some of that, the shallow arm angle throw, yes, the reset on the post touchdown, like that's his third progression, the post that he hits, you know, I mean, shoot, he's looking at the in route that he's hit a million times, then he's onto the shallow, then he peeks the post, like, you know, the 2-point play where Komet, you know, you guys, everybody, I always see on Twitter, you know, Komet's on the ground again. But it's like, hey, Komet finds himself on the ground again. Guess what? He pops up, finds a way in the end zone. Like, there were so many things that I think we've got to say, all right, we started executing quality football. And I do think we just got off to a bad start with, you know, not only MAs, right, mental errors, but I think physical errors too. And it just, you know, we didn't quite dig out of it. And then our defense, you know, who I thought did pretty decent those first three quarters. Like, I get it, they were moving the ball, and I get it, they scored 16 points at, you know, to start, but you know, I thought they played pretty decent. You know, they didn't have one more stop in them, right? We needed our offense to either be sustained or them have one more stop. We got neither. We lost the game. But again, I think it's hard for me to feel like, you know, I don't want to like completely go to college, but you know, Oregon, right? Oregon's got James Madison at home, right? JMU. And they don't really completely kill them start to finish, right? How good was that for Oregon then going into Texas Tech where it's like, you got to win, right? Hey, the Bears, we got the 2 seed, but we got a ton of stuff to coach and be hard on you and have an edge this week so that you go in to the playoffs and you're ready to go to war. Like there's something beautiful to it, to where as a coach, you could sit there and go, man, do I ever want to lose? No, but shoot, man, if I got a week where I got a ton of stuff to coach on and I can really get after these guys and, you know, all of a sudden, hey, we got a bad run drill on Wednesday. Shoot, man, I can jump our linemen. This is exactly how we started, right? You can really get after them. It's got to make you feeling like these guys are going to be ready to go to war on Saturday.
I love the being fired up, and we love it when people coach us up too. Tim Jenkins, I'm sorry about the Super Bowl, but congratulations to the third graders, man. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was big. It was a big run. It was a big run. I hate to blame our quarterback, but Mac Jenkins just didn't have it at the Super Bowl, so it is what it is.
But that's the adorable age where the helmets are bigger than their bodies.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. The parents that are worried, and I'm telling you, I think the ground made more tackles. Our boys tripped over lines more often than we hit anybody. So it was fun, though. It was a blast, and yeah, it's my favorite quarterback I've ever coached, though. So aww, it was good.
Oh, I love that. The Turf Monster is also my biggest opponent in life, so I feel that. Matt, congratulations. Tim, congratulations. And thanks again. If you want to check out the full breakdown, it is worth it. Go to YouTube, All Things QB. It is a must-watch every week. Tim Jenkins doing work for us. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, team. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
See, he's in coach mode, team.
Totally. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, he's on it. Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, the Turf Monster will take me down.
Well, I was thinking about it. There are a bunch of kids who have not grown into their bodies yet. Do people grow? Do we only grow when we're sleeping? Like, could you just, like, if you're young and you're still growing, could you just all of a sudden grow in the middle of the day?
No, you need to
just sleep while you're sleeping. Yeah, it's the only time people grow. Okay, thank you.
Really?
Asked and answered.
That's proven?
I'm pretty sure that's
because I'm thinking, like, these kids are playing football.
To the internet.
Are these kids growing? Is that what's happening? Are they growing and then they fall? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what the process of gaining. Don't ask me about gaining height. I know nothing about this.
Well, none of us are growing anymore.
I stopped growing at 12.
So the short answer is no, you don't only grow when you sleep. But the long answer is you grow mostly when you sleep because that's when your body releases HGH, your natural HGH.
Gotcha.
Human growth hormone.
Okay.
And so that's when the majority of your growth is done.
That'd be weird if you like felt yourself growing, like you're just walking down the street
and
all of a sudden.
Growing pains are real. Like your legs and your back.
And that's where we get growing pains. All right.
It wasn't just the show with Kirk Cameron.
The adorable Kirk Cameron.
Yes.
Alan Thicke, Robin's dad.
Yeah,
yes. Who else was that? Jean Smart, wasn't she on that show?
Yeah.
Jean Smart was.
Was Mona on that show?
No, that's Who's the Boss.
Who's the Boss? Boss. Tony.
Everybody knows Mona's the Boss on Who's the Boss.
I just love Sirius Grody to start the show. That sounded Larrabee.
It was silly, Grody, and he tried to be serious with that one-liner, and I was like, come on, Grody, nobody's buying that.
When I'm being serious, I'm Mark. That's it. I'm not Grody. I'm Mark.
That sounds...
He's Mark Anthony Grody.
I don't know about all this.
Anthony what?
So coming up next, there's actually a concept that Kevin Byard discussed on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast that really kind of affects all of us. And it's happening this week.
I like to be affected.
And Nico Horner also talked about it a few months ago. It's worth listening to and examining for ourselves next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're back in Chicago. We feel it. There is no other version of this show. This is it. We're in it.
It's not the end of beginnings. It's just the start
of the year.
Yeah. Yes.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall, you looked at me.
Playoffs for everyone. Sort of I like it. 2026, playoffs for everyone.
Playoffs for everyone, or at least two of the teams so far. Stop trying to wish cast the Bulls into this. They scored 33 points and a half last night.
Honestly, I was thinking about the White Sox, which maybe not be as...
Whoa, slow down, bro. Slow down, hey, bro.
Bezelis had 26 last night. That's the only guy I care about
right now.
I'm
not really trying to mock the Bulls. Doesn't he? It's just, really, if it wasn't for the Bulls, I wouldn't have emphatically turned on the Illinois State game. To be fair.
9 for 12 from the field.
How about that dunk the other day by Bezelis?
That was so good.
It was so good.
It was. Anytime you can get the extension.
Anytime you can get the guys on the bench jumping out, Vucevic, like jumping out of you, like you can't control your body.
Vuce doesn't even get up like that anymore.
No. And it reminded me
of... That's how you know it's organic.
It reminded me of the Derrick Rose dunk. Against Dragic and Phoenix, and watching my favorite part of that dunk is watching the Phoenix bench react. Even they couldn't help themselves. They were getting out of their seats and contorting themselves and doing the whole thing. It's beautiful.
He got dunked on so hard, he's like, I need to be a Chicago Bull. And he became one.
And he was a bad Bull.
He was such a good sport about it, too. Yeah. Once he came here, he was such a good sport about all of it. Like, he had fun with the dunk, he had fun with the discussion. But, you know, I love Goran Dragic. I feel like he was such a truth teller that season too. Like I
heard good defense. Lead pass. Whoa!
Stop it! Stop it! Did not do him like that! What are you doing, Dragons? Did you not get the memo? Derrick Rose can go upstairs.
The best, let it be known that in my opinion, the best play in a basketball game is one that gets people out of their seats, the fans, and then they run around. When you love it so much, you run around.
Like in circles, you do
Yes. That's when it's the best.
You can't control your body. That's great.
And frankly, I feel like that is kind of the mood when we discuss this topic, is Kevin Byard talked about on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, what it's like playing in Chicago when that's the emotion. You know, the did you not get the memo, for example. When the teams are playing well. And also, you know, versus, say, where he was before with the Titans. Take a listen.
So you start 0-2. What's that noise like in that building compared to the Titans?
Bro, it's heavy. Like, I will say, so you know how we have, like, TVs. We got TVs around a facility. And in our hydro area where the hot tubs and the cold tubs is, three TVs in there. One TV is always like on Fox Sports or something like that. Mm. Colin Cowherd, I think is his name.
Yeah.
So he does his sports every day.
Colin Cowherd. Yeah.
Cowherd. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to butcher his name. My bad.
It's a pillow.
But bro, this guy every single day talks about the Chicago Bears. Like every time I feel like I go in there, he's talking about Caleb Williams and how bad the Bears suck or whatever it may be. But it's bad, bro. Like I said, in Tennessee, you really realize like how light the media is. Like normally, you know, if you're doing well, they're talking good about you. But it's not a whole lot of negative media people outside of Paul Gorski. We all know Paul. Good fans of Paul, good friends.
Yeah.
But no, it's heavy, bro. And it's a city that it can divide the players and the team real quick. Because everybody hear the noise. I mean, you know how people go into their medias, their press conferences and be like, you know, we're ignoring the noise. We're not, like, it's impossible, bro. Mm-hmm. And anybody that says that is lying. We all know that. Everybody gets on Twitter, Instagram, and sees the stuff that people say about them. Especially this generation, bro. These guys literally type their names in on social media just to see exactly what people are saying, whether it's good or bad. It's crazy. But, no, the noise is heavy. But when we winning, it's all good attention. The fans is crazy. I mean, think about this, bro. I've had some really good years in Tennessee. Obviously, we was all teammates together. But this past year, I was the fifth highest voted player for the Pro Bowl overall. That just let you know like how much our fans were voting, how much they love this team, that I was able to be top five in votes. Me and Caleb was top five. So, and obviously I'm up there with like Travis Kelce and all those guys. And obviously I had a good year. I appreciate it. Obviously I feel like I'm a good player, but I mean, top five is crazy. But that just lets you know, how good our and dope our fans are for sure.
That's so heartwarming. Also hilarious that he's like, wait, I was top five?
He's like, I had a good year, but like, let's be real. Was it that good? Should I be a top five Pro Bowl vote getter?
The self-awareness.
I mean, he described it perfectly. Like, we all know from being in this city and doing this show exactly what the emotions are. The Bears fans are always there. They're always there. In mass. It's just they're just waiting for something good, and if it ain't good, they'll let you know. And once it's good, you will be embraced like no other franchise in the country, quite frankly.
Well, and the sad part is we haven't gotten to do the good part very often.
Right.
And we haven't gotten to talk to players when life is good. You know, like for example, you know, I'm calling for Colson Lovin to get some more Ocheval because he got it on Saturday. Feed that's the kind of stuff. It's not always be afraid to go out to dinner. It's no, people are buying you and sending you food.
Yeah,
you
know? see the
people
Burger Minis with Caleb.
Yes. Know? Yeah, they got to see Caleb Williams. That made Demois, the very famous like celebrity gossip site too.
Oh, that's what that place is?
Demois? No, that's the Post made that site.
Oh,
I don't
gotcha.
Know where they were.
Okay.
They were at Beatrix.
Oh, Beatrix is good.
So,
Beatrix is good.
Request.
Yeah.
You don't have to honor it. Obviously, it's your show. Yeah. You and Dan Weider are live from 6 to 8 tonight here on 6-7 The Score with Live Take the North podcast. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
If you do get a chance, though, ask him, is he the one, because he's from here, that put Colson Loveland onto the Oshawa?
Oh, yeah. I bet he was, honestly. Like,
because that's a tight ends room thing.
No.
We're going to get some food.
Like, and as you would
gotta
expect.
Feed the 6'5
get that fried
somehow.
Bologna sandwich.
If you would expect about, you know, as good of a guy Cole Kmet is, and he legitimately is, like, he took Cole Loveland under his wing, like, so fast. They're besties.
And
like,
remember, we had, aww. I can't, was yeah. it TJ? It might have been TJ, it might have been someone else who told us that, like, he's the dude when you need reservations, golf, whatever. Cole Kmet's the guy who hooks it up for everybody.
I go to Cole Kmet for stuff, okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't.
Which is funny because TJ is also from here.
Yeah, but TJ, he's not as...
He's a different personality.
He's a subtle guy.
Like, yeah, he's a lot less gregarious, let's
that's
say,
the word, than, gregarious, yes.
He's not as much Cole of an Kmet. Extrovert, probably.
Right.
Like, right. TJ's the responsible one, where if something bad has happened, I'm like, how do you explain this to people, TJ? And he would have an answer.
Yeah, he would have
an
answer.
Yeah, TJ's very Chicago, just not as gregarious, not as public, I suppose.
I hope you guys heard on the morning show when they asked him to rank, like, the who he wanted to see in the playoffs. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm from here. Yeah, I know it's Green Bay for the fans.
He knows what's up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I thought he was going to duck the question totally. He did not. I was surprised.
Because he picks and chooses his battles.
Yes.
Well, dang it, TJ Edwards and your responsibility. He can speak to this too. But what's funny is when we heard Kevin Byard talk about that, Mark, you were reminded of something.
Yeah.
From baseball season.
Oh, one of the best things I heard from Nico Horner last year, who is a regular contributor on the Spiegel and Holmes show. And he talked and just nailed it on the rigors and rewards of playing in Chicago.
That's part of playing in a big market, though. Like, we all want to be in a place where we're held to a high standard and people are like, we're playing sports on TV and for entertainment, and like, we deserve to be criticized when things aren't going well. Like, that's just what you sign up for. And I think we're lucky to be in a place where there is a high standard, right? Like, it's the part of what makes the good things so good too, right? So you can't like knock anyone that's holding you to a high standard or wanting more from the group, because that's what we want too.
It's not for everybody, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to admit it, but there are athletes who don't want to be held to that standard because it's hard. It really is.
As somebody who worked outside of Chicago, I can tell you about athletes talking about being in Chicago, and it was not always a positive experience for them in the media.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, especially, and I always talk about this, like the players that I talk to that have played in the big market, New York, L.A., Philly, all these places, they say just the pure quantity of people in their locker rooms is by far the most that they've ever seen. Because New York splits itself up, obviously. It would probably be New York if they had just one team, but they don't. And L.A. is L.A. They don't care nearly as much about football as we do here. So DJ Moore, I think when he first came here, I remember him not being overwhelmed by any means. I mean, this is a Philly guy, so he's not going to get overwhelmed easily. But he was kind of like, whoa, you guys all want to talk to me? Like,
it ain't Carolina.
It's not Carolina. That's perfect.
And you know what? In my mind, even if it's not true, I like to believe that this is what happened to Nate Davis, and he just couldn't handle the pressure after playing in Nashville.
Is that why he went to the pressure of ping pong?
Is it? Yeah, he's great at ping pong. That's
just what I tell myself, and not that it's true or anything. I'm not trying to slander Nate Davis.
But I think he slandered himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was the problem. Like, it's like being a left-handed reliever. You can work for a long time if you're a serviceable offensive lineman. And for that guy to not have a job says a lot about that. But that is the flip side of it. You know, we've heard Robert Quinn say when he was first here, before the year he had, you know, where he had that incredible year with the sacks, that because of his contract, he was afraid of, like, going out to dinner and all of that. There was a lot of criticism on him. I'm sure Montez Sweat, to an extent, feels that. That's why I was appreciative of him talking to you.
Yeah,
I do think you can offset it a little bit. Like, for example, Jalen Johnson, if we didn't know him from being on this show so often on the Score, on the afternoon show, would we necessarily know where he was for a couple of these OTAs? You know, it's a hard thing to understand that the more you know about somebody, even when you don't want to talk to people, the more benefit of the doubt you innately get.
Yeah, and the Montez Sweat, I'm glad you brought up that name. I do wonder, like, and he, you know, this is his second double-digit sack season with the Bears. Part of it was earned in Washington in the year that he got the double digits. But I do wonder sometimes if he's one of those guys who, like, while he's appreciative of being here, he accepted the big money contract. I don't know if he likes it here or not. You know what I mean? Like in terms of, I'm talking about the media, because he's very quiet. He doesn't talk a lot to the media, and that's fine. He talks enough. So I do wonder if he's one of those guys, like the bright lights get to him a little bit.
But he acknowledged the same thing that everybody else has said. So in doing so, I feel like he offsets some of the like perceived animosity, because he knows it's nice to hear him say things.
Yeah, yeah. And what he said to me earlier in the year, he basically looked at me and said, the media is not helping in terms of the struggle that he was going through and the team was going through at the time.
We're not here to help you, but at the same time, we're going to give you your fair share when you want to talk.
Right, and I think sometimes when they talk about that, they are talking about the Colin Cowherds of the world. You know what I mean? Because unfortunately...
Cowherd,
that's the stuff, unfortunately, that gets through. I'd like to think it's like they hear us on the Score. No, it's really like the players, it's the talking head debate shows that they're watching like the rest of the world.
Grody, I see you as a talking head, just to be fair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, while I'm sitting here with two talking heads, I'm the talking head. The two talented TV people in the room.
I was
I'm
talking
not that.
More about
all
your
I do is just read a teleprompter.
That's it.
When
that's
people
all TV
want to
people
insult
do.
Me, was, that's all I do. I never talking, had an original thought in my life.
Do you guys write your own scripts?
More about
no.
you as a podcaster.
Yes, we do.
I know you do.
What's a script?
Misconceptions of people like thinking that people do all the work
it's
for TV people.
It's all on the
people.
Fly for me.
You've been all in you do is read a teleprompter. Well, you already even put your face on this message, so try again.
I know what you guys do. It's there's work. There's
if
work.
You want to talk to other people in person, join the Score and Circus Sports Illinois this Friday. Real time sports in Elk Grove Village. We've been there. Spiegel and Holmes will be live there from 2 to 6 for playoff talk in the afternoon as Chicago prepares for another rematch against Green Bay. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circus Sports Illinois. That is Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. So Kevin Byard, we liked what he had to say a lot on the Bustin' with the Boys podcast. And he also apparently let us in on the initial reception to now one of the most famous chants of the Chicago Bears this season. So we'll listen to it next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You better bet!
That's right. You know that chant. Do you like that? Not the Kirk Cousins version. This is future.
Oh, I was like, I like a lot of things. I like the quarterback.
This
Russell
was
Wilson.
This is the original song that did the whole mess.
Russell
is it
Wilson.
Not? It was Future and Kendrick Lamar like that, and that's what caused the whole chaotic mess.
Well, Russell Wilson and Future get along, right? They're not related. They don't have shared custody of kids and stuff.
What? Is that related or is that co-parenting?
They co-parent. That's what I'm saying. That's like one big happy family.
Is it?
I would think so.
I don't know. I mean, all's well that ends well. But the point is, good, better, best, and like that. Keep that in mind. Kevin Byard, we talked about a little bit of what he had to say on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. And, you know, the buy-in seems pretty genuine when you go into the Bears locker room and you see everybody chanting it. And Ben Johnson's taking his shirt off. Everybody looks pretty into it. But were they to begin with?
I'm going to keep it real, bro. And I've said this before, though. That chant, the first time we did it, it was one of them joints, like, you're kind of looking around the locker room like, I don't know, boys. Like,
yes, I know.
It was kind of corny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just being real, like, you know, because he's like, everybody huddle up, bring it up. You guys, like, I think it was at the preseason game. He's like, all right, repeat that to me. We're going to say this. I've been saying this for a long time. It was like, okay, like, what are you about to say? He's like, good, better, best. And we're like, good, better, best. And you kind of just looking around. It's like one of the day, everybody kind of looking around, like looking at each other, like, hey, you going to say this out loud? Are we going to scream this? Or you kind of sit under your breath a little bit? But like you said, it's one of those joints, like after we start to win, it's like now it's our rallying cry. Like guys are coming in super excited. Ben is a madman. So Ben is one of those guys that during the game, he has no emotion. So like I said, the complete opposite from like Vrace. Vrace was always super animated. He's always coming to the sideline, going to the bench, the linebackers, the DBs, the O-line, coaching guys up. Ben's complete opposite. You're probably not going to hear or see Ben on the sideline. He's going to be pacing back and forth. No, when Caleb drops a dime for a touchdown, no emotion. Defense gets the turnovers, no emotion. I'm talking about you don't hear nothing. And it's always, I don't care if we're winning by 30 or we're losing by 30. He has no emotion. Either you're going to see, look, he's going to look pissed off the whole entire game. Doesn't matter. So he doesn't really show any emotion until we get into the locker room. And obviously we just won the game. He lets out a huge scream. He might take his shirt off, all that other stuff. But it's just kind of funny. Just like he's so always locked in, so intensified on like, because like I said, he literally wants to score every drive. If he doesn't score on a drive, he's pissed off. You know what I mean? Like he just has this pissed off look about himself. But it's pretty funny. He's a great coach.
I like the idea of the mental picture of Kevin Byard and the guys being like, looking amongst each other and being like, good, better, best. Mm-hmm. Like they weren't into it. And then it became this phenomenon.
I knew it too. Like, because you just know, like, athletes like, okay, what's this guy? What is this all about?
That's just you when it comes to phrases you don't like.
Yeah, maybe. But like, that's one of those things. It's like the what was Matt Nagy's thing? The disco parties. What did he call them? Club Dub. God.
How did
I forget that? Maybe I'm trying to forget about that. Like, it's all good and fun until things like hit the bleep and then it's no longer fun anymore. So it's another risky proposition when you have something that loud after every game to celebrate.
I'll say this. Every time I hear people talking about Ben Johnson and his persona, I'm thinking, is Christian Bale from American Psycho going to play him in a movie? That's like where I go. That's where my mind goes. Because you can see it, right?
They all lovingly talk about him, but they say he's crazy, but they do it with love.
I think we also learned something about, I know a lot of us here at The Score have been perplexed at, like, how does Ben Johnson go from that animated dude in the locker room to the podium after the game to speak to the media and just dial it all the way down?
I have a theory on that.
My theory, just from hearing Kevin Byard here on the Bussin' with the Boys pod, he is a madman, is that, you know, he's locked in. Kevin Byard discussed how locked in he is during the game, and he lets loose in the locker room. I think he goes back into game mode when he goes to the podium. He just approaches the podium as he does the game and gets locked back in.
I think that, and this is kind of similar to what you're saying, It's just that's the flush, the good, better, best. Like that's all he needs. Like
release.
He doesn't need it for the four quarters. He if as long as he it's like a shower. He just has to get that in, and once that's out of his system, he goes back to being serious Ben.
So what about the L's? Because they don't do good, better, best after the L's.
I don't know what happens on those days. I'd like to see his office. They don't. They don't do it after losses.
Can I put that in the queue?
Does he go yell? Does he put on like a pair of headphones and just scream?
I think he does yell because they've told us we knew he wasn't happy with us. Some of the things the players have said after he talks about how unhappy he was.
Not good.
Last game.
Not better. Not the best. That's you, you, and you.
Or like DJ Moore calling it the evil eye.
I call it the stank eye because I'm old school.
There was some stank eye there. But I thought stank face was like a snarl.
Five words that I don't want to hear on Sunday. I'm sorry, Saturday night. You know what the five words are? Should have gone for it. Don't want to hear that.
Oh,
don't want to hear that.
Redbirds?
They definitely should.
You know how I feel. I'm zombie Dan Campbell. I go for it on fourth and five in the title game.
That's not it. That's
zombie Dan Campbell.
He looks like he has, you know the mode. The eyes get different. You know. Ben Johnson doesn't do that. Dan Campbell has a different ethos.
I do accept this from the texter. I always do. Grody just lost a bear for forgetting Club Dub. Yeah, I accept that.
And let it be known, you should dance and have fun after wins. I don't care if it's Club Dub or not.
You're probably right.
You should dance. I always laugh at the people who get triggered by other people having fun without them. And you know what those people are basically saying? The ones who like criticize the Bears for dancing and all this stuff. Like, oh, you shouldn't be dancing. You guys lost a game 3 weeks ago. You know what that really says? You're not fun.
Yeah.
Nobody hangs out with you because you're not fun.
Think about this, guys.
Boo to you.
The Cubs celebrated every single win, turning off the lights and having strobe lights in there and just partying hard for about 10 minutes or so. The 07-08 Cubs, when they would win and I would cover them sporadically, or a decent amount, I should say, they would play It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube and just go and just crank it up in there and just have a good
time.
The
Cubs played the Vanga Bus during some of the most awkward moments of the season.
The Vanga Bus.
Yeah, facts. The Vanga Bus, whenever Kyle Tucker had to talk to people about the injury that was uncovered by the media.
Still hasn't signed, has he? Old Tucky Tuck.
No, he is not. Also, hey, you know what else happened? We just got the heat working for the first time in 2 weeks.
It did get warmer.
Uh-huh. I might have to take off.
Guys, they measured the air blowing behind us, and it was 57. They actually got a gun to measure the air temperature.
That was pretty cool. That
and
gun.
I'm always cold, but it's been miserable the past few weeks. And finally, I sent an email.
Unhealthy work conditions. I don't know, you know?
I have a sweatshirt as a blanket right now.
Yes, you do. You took that sweatshirt quickly.
Show the people on Twitch your sweatshirt.
It was a practical matter, but it's also a sick sweatshirt.
Show them a playoff sweatshirt.
Look at that.
Show them what a playoff sweatshirt looks like.
I want that City Connect, guys.
That thing is
I'm obsessed with the White Sox script. I love the light blue Bulls White Sox. Oh, it's so good.
Light blue's a great color.
I love it. I love the City Connect stuff. I'm obsessed. This year's version is top notch. I'm so happy about the heat.
Yeah. It makes things very happy.
The heat is
on.
Brody, I thought you would like my musical reference.
That was
like
great.
Music.
It was great.
I'm going to love it. It's going to be 90 degrees in here for Spiegel and Holmes.
I was looking in the hallway to see if the guys were making their way. And
sweat. The heat's back on. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free.
If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.